Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Betrayal, Trauma, Anger, You Are Not Crazy, You Are Angry. And You Should Be is a nonfiction self-help and clinical guide focused on the emotional aftermath of intimate betrayal, especially sexual betrayal in a committed relationship. Written by Dr. Crystal Hollenbeck, it presents anger not as a sign of instability, but as a predictable response to a profound violation of trust. The book is positioned at the intersection of trauma education and practical recovery support, drawing on betrayal trauma theory, clinical observation, and survey-informed findings to explain why betrayed partners often feel overwhelmed, obsessive, self-blaming, and emotionally dysregulated. Rather than treating anger as something to suppress, the book argues that it must be understood, validated, and processed in order for healing to begin. It also introduces a structured view of recovery through the Betrayal Trauma Anger Calming Phases framework, offering readers language and strategies for navigating the emotional turbulence that follows discovery. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book reframes anger as a trauma response, not emotional pathology. A central contribution of the book is its insistence that intense anger after betrayal is not evidence that the betrayed partner is irrational, weak, or mentally ill. Instead, the book situates anger within betrayal trauma, where the body and mind react to the collapse of safety and trust. This matters because many betrayed partners interpret their reactions as proof that they are going crazy, when in fact, they are responding to a relational injury that would destabilize most people. The book's logic is clinically important. If anger is treated as a legitimate trauma signal, then healing can begin with interpretation rather than shame. That shift changes the therapeutic posture from correction to validation. It also helps explain why anger may be mixed with fear, grief, confusion, and self-doubt rather than appearing as a simple, clean emotion. By normalizing this complexity, the book gives readers a framework for understanding their internal experience without minimizing the seriousness of the betrayal. Secondly, it maps the destabilizing stages that often follow discovery of betrayal. The book organizes the post-discovery experience into recognizable phases, including shock, denial, obsession, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. This staged approach is useful because it gives structure to an experience that often feels chaotic and endless. Betrayed partners commonly move between states rather than progressing in a straight line, and the book acknowledges that reality by presenting anger as one stage within a broader healing arc. That framing does two things. First, it reduces panic by showing that emotional volatility is expected. Second, it helps readers and clinicians identify where a person may be getting stuck, especially in repetitive rumination, self-blame, or withdrawal. The value of the model lies not in predicting exact timelines, but in naming patterns that are often invisible when someone is overwhelmed. By turning diffuse suffering into a sequence of understandable reactions, the book creates a map for recovery that is both emotionally validating and clinically practical. Thirdly, survey-informed insights show how widely betrayal trauma anger is experienced. The book draws on survey-based findings to demonstrate that betrayal trauma anger is not a rare or idiosyncratic reaction. The reported patterns suggest that many betrayed partners experience intense anger, express it in unfamiliar ways, turn it inward, and feel trapped in it for extended periods. This evidence matters because it challenges the assumption that severe anger is simply a personality issue or a matter of poor self-control. Instead, the book presents anger as a common response to intimate deception, one that can become chronic when it is not properly understood or supported. The inward direction of anger is especially significant, because betrayal often leads people to blame themselves for being naive, foolish, or insufficiently attentive. By highlighting these patterns, the book shows that the emotional consequences of betrayal extend well beyond the moment of disclosure. The survey dimension adds weight to the book's clinical claims and supports its argument that betrayed partners need trauma-informed help rather than generic advice to calm down. Fourthly, the book translates clinical theory into practical processing strategies. Beyond explanation, the book is designed to help readers work with anger in a concrete way. It offers techniques for identifying triggers, validating feelings, and developing healthier coping responses during recovery. This practical emphasis is important because betrayal anger often persists not simply because the person is angry, but because the emotion is tied to unresolved questions, fear of recurrence, and a shattered sense of reality. The book therefore treats anger processing as both emotional and cognitive work. Readers are encouraged to notice what intensifies anger, how it shows up in the body, and how it affects decisions, communication, and self-perception. The emphasis on processing rather than suppression is a key distinction. The goal is not to eliminate anger quickly, but to make it more understandable and manageable. In this sense, the book functions as a bridge between trauma theory and day-to-day coping. giving readers a pathway from overwhelm to self-regulation without denying the legitimacy of the injury. Lastly, it offers a trauma-informed treatment perspective for betrayed partners and clinicians. The book is not only for individual readers, but also for therapists and helping professionals who work with betrayal trauma. Its clinical orientation is reflected in the discussion of therapeutic treatment planning and the recommendation that anger be assessed throughout recovery. This is important because betrayal trauma is often misread through a narrow lens that focuses on relationship conflict rather than trauma response. The book argues for a more specialized approach, one that recognizes attachment injury, emotional dysregulation, and the impact of ongoing deception. For clinicians, this makes the book a resource for better case formulation and more sensitive intervention. For betrayed partners, it offers reassurance that their pain deserves professional attention and that healing may require structured support rather than willpower alone. By combining psychoeducation, clinical implications, and recovery guidance, the book stands out as both a validating narrative and a practical treatment resource. That dual purpose broadens its usefulness and helps distinguish it from books that only offer emotional encouragement without a clear therapeutic framework. In conclusion, this book is most useful for betrayed partners, therapists, coaches, and readers seeking a clinically informed understanding of post-betrayal anger. Its main value is that it does not frame anger as something embarrassing, excessive, or maladaptive by default. Instead, it explains why anger emerges after intimate betrayal, how it can become stuck, and what kinds of processing help it move toward integration. Readers who feel confused by their own reactions may find it especially helpful because it provides language for experiences that often feel isolating and hard to explain. Mental health professionals may also benefit from its betrayal trauma framing, since the book encourages more precise treatment thinking than generic relationship advice usually provides. Compared with many books in the betrayal recovery genre, this one is more focused on anger as a specific trauma response and more explicit about its clinical implications. It stands out for combining validation, structure, and practical guidance rather than relying only on reassurance or inspirational recovery language. That makes it a distinct and potentially valuable resource in the broader field of betrayal trauma literature. If you would like to support Dr. Crystal Hollenbeck, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.